Welcome to Daf Yomi. Yushalmi Shir is sponsored as a Koras HaToy for the return of the hostages and the pause in the war in Eretz Yisrael. Shir is also Lilui Nishmas from Moshe Harez Etzal, who was nifter suddenly on Shmini Atzeres. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Nun Hei in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Alocha Gimel, starring the two dots, six lines from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Muhammad of Yosu had Ono Tamono, when I was still there in Bavil, Shami's called Rav Yudu Shol Shmuel, I heard Rav Yudu asking Shmuel, he frees Shikla of a mace. A person put machts the shekel and then he died. What do you do with his money? This the Gemara already mentioned a few times in the Masechta. Omer Layip Lunadava, the money goes Lunadava, because if it doesn't go to machts the shekel, it goes Lunadava. The same way we learn by Achatos, the person put money aside, he goes Lunadava, so also in other things as well. Moisar Asir Saifa Shaloi. If you have an extra Asir Seifo of the Kohen Gadol, what do you do with it? You don't give it to the Nadavo, you send it to Yam HaMelech, says Reb Chaim, that also applies to Machzeh Shekel. Meaning you're now learning from Chatos that the extra goes to Nadavo. Blazor Meipul Nadavo, Blazor holds it does go to Nadavo. So now the Gemara goes on to speak about Asir Seifo that we mentioned in our Mishnah as well. Asir Seifo is a Kohen Gadol. You have Asir Seifo of a Kohen Gadol. You divide it into half, and then he does Kedusha. Meaning, the Kohen Gadol brings a Seir Seifa half in the morning, half in the evening. So the question is, do you first split it half and half, and then you make a Kaddish? Or you first make a Kaddish, and then you split it? So Birkin says, Choytzoi, so first you split it, V'chag Mekacho, then you make Kaddish in the morning, then you make Kaddish later in the evening. Shuman Lakish Omah Mekacho, you make it the whole thing Kaddish, V'chag Choytzoi, then you split it, and you bring half in the morning, half in the evening. Says the Gemara, Masniso, Pligol HaBirchanon. Chur, there's a Mishnah, Menachas, the argues on HaBirchanon. Makiv Mechzo, Mechzo Ovat. What says in the Mishnah over there is, if there's a Kohen Gadol who brought half of his Masir Sefer in the morning, and then he died. So now when they appoint somebody new, he's going to bring another Masir Sefer, and he's going to bring half of it in the evening. The one in the morning that he brought a Masir Sefer, only half, what do you do with the other half? The other half, you lose it. Ovat. To throw it away. And the second one who comes in the afternoon, he will bring also half, and the other half will get lost. So says the Gemara now, if you hold, that doesn't become Kaddish until the evening, so why do you say the second half gets lost? The second half, it never became Kaddish. So the first Kohen Gadol in the morning, he took half of his Asir Seifa, made it Kaddish, and he was makrifit. The other half, he didn't make it Kaddish. So why do you have to get, you have to lose it? It doesn't have Gdusha Seguf, only Gdusha Dom. It's only monetary worth, belong to Hekdish, and you can be part of it, you can redeem it. Answer the Gemara in Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, Pasalah Shekana Filu Mois Yelchul Yam HaMelech. Meaning you're right, it doesn't have Gdusha Seguf. But even if it has only Gdusha Dom, only if it has the monetary value and belongs to Hekdish because of that, it also goes to Yam HaMelech. Meaning you can redeem it, but the money will go to Yam HaMelech. So anyway, you have to lose it. Continues the Gemara, Masnisa Pligo Al, according to Rabbi Chaim's Girso, Al Rabbi Yochanan. Another question, Rabbi Yochanan. Nimtzu Shnei Chatzim Kravim. Going back to that Mishnah that we just mentioned in Menachos. It says, what happens, what comes out in the end? Two halves are Karev, meaning the half of the Kohen Gadol in the morning is Karev, and the half of the Kohen Gadol in the afternoon is Karev. The Shnei Chatzim Oivdim. Two halves are lost, meaning the half of the morning is lost. The one that was not, the one who, the Kohen Gadol brought in the morning, his other half is lost. And the Kohen Gadol is bringing in the afternoon, brings only half, the other half is lost. The Tanya alone, it says in it, I mean, the Braisa comes to explain the Mishnah and says, Mechza Zerishon is his first Mechza, and Mechza Sheini, and the second Kohen, Tubertsu also, if he ate till the base is straightful, you wait for it to pass the, go overnight, and then you burn it. Why do you have to burn it if it just, the din is, they have to throw it to Yam HaMelech because the money goes to Yam HaMelech, throw it to Yam HaMelech. But why do you have to burn it? And it says, the Gemara Apostle, look, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, all my Yisorin Mekadish. That goes like Rabbi Shmuel that holds that Yisorin, I mean, when he takes the Yisorin, he takes the full amount of the Mincha, and he puts it into a kli, into a vessel that holds the Yisorin, the flour, that itself makes a Kaddish. What we spoke till now is a Kuita Madama that holds a kli Yovish, whatever holds the flour, is not Kaddish. The Kedush is only once you take that Asir Seifa and put it in oil, then it becomes Kaddish. Shaila is, you take the full Asir Seifa or half Asir Seifa when you put the oil in. But while it's dry, it's not Kaddish. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Sarin where you have the original flour is already Kaddish. So he holds that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, everybody agrees, the entire flour is Kaddish, Kedush is a goof, and therefore if it gets pasul, you have to burn it. Says the Gemara, Kesha Koyin Miskayev Tchilo Lavoido. When a Koyin starts as Avoido the first time, maybe a serious Eifa Shaloi, Voiv Debiyodo. Has to bring a serious Eifa, and has to do Avoido with it. Meaning he himself will bring that serious Eifa. The Koyin, the first day a Koyin starts working, he brings a serious Eifa himself. And this applies to a simple Koyin and to a Koyin Godel as well. But Echad Koyin Godel v'Echad Koyin Eidot Shaloi, Dot Shaloi, if you have a serious Eifa Shalem, if they did work with not bringing a serious Eifa, Avoid doesn't share it. Still kosher, even though they should bring a serious Eifo to begin the Avoid. Ramana Bai Meimar. Boi ba yoim niskarev ketchilo la Avoido. Boi ba yoim nismane liyos Koyin Godel. What happens if you have one who he became a Koyin and a Koyin Godel that same day? Meaning he wasn't a Koyin first and then he became a Koyin Godel. But the first day that his work began, he started his first day as a Koyin Godel. So then is Mevi Shtayim brings two Asiris Eifa, Echad L'Chinuchoi V'Echad L'Choi V'Sayoyim. One to be Chinuch, when you start the work, you have to bring Asiris Eifa, and one for Choi V'Sayoyim, because the Kohen Godel always brings the Choi V'Sayoyim Asiris Eifa. But he doesn't have to bring three, as a Kohen Hedyot, Kohen Godel starting the Avoido, and for Choi V'Sayoyim. He brings only one for both Kohen and Kohen Godel. Meaning, even though you would think he has to bring three Asir Seifo, one because he's a regular Kohen, second because he's a Kohen Godel starting his Avodah, and third because any Kohen Godel every day has to bring Asir Seifo, he chooses to bring two. As Reb Chaim points out, the Gemara and Menachos and the Bavli disagrees and says you have to bring three. It has to be one as a Kohen, one as a Kohen Godel, and one for his regular Asir Seifo that he brings every day. With this, we conclude Yushal Mishkalim Daf Nun Hei.